You Lied to Me About God. A Memoir by Jamie Marich, Ph.D. Narrated by Jamie Marich, Ph.D. Published by North Atlantic Books. The resource list can be found in the PDF that comes with this audiobook.
For my cousins, thank you for being my first friends and for keeping my hope alive about the power of family. Now that we are adults, you help me to clearly see the patterns of my own life more clearly. I love how we inspire each other to keep healing and growing.
Foreword by Bea Paya, narrated by Bea Paya. Good day, good people. Добар вечер, добрі люди. This is the first line of a well-known Croatian song, also a theme song of my dear friend, Dr. Jamie Marich. When Jamie writes, recites, or sings that line, she means that she still has deep faith in her own people, in her own life, and ultimately in her own God. To arrive at this point, a massive amount of work needed to be done. I am extremely grateful to people like her for doing the work for real. Digging deep into her soul and her personal history until she gets to this collective subconscious layer, an archaic, ancient, and muddy layer. The place of all pain, anger, and fear, seedbed of growth, joy, and beauty. She boldly paints the capricious curves of her challenging path toward healing. When you see this picture, the colors are heightened, vivid, rich. Sometimes you need to blink or even close your eyes to let it in. We see and feel her in our guts, heart and mind, so much so that this becomes a distilled human essence, shining crystals that serve as a mirror. She becomes all of us. She writes for us, about us. She even invites us, listeners, to purposely use her text as a mirror. At the end of each chapter, in the expressive arts invitation, we are called to do exercises, free writing, drawing, dancing, and other practices to process what we have just heard. No, she does not leave us alone. As I read this book, I encountered my own wounds and abuses. At the level of the storyline, mine is different from Jamie's. I grew up in another country. Hungary, oh Hungary. Partly from where her ancestors took the long path toward the American dream. It also shows another context, as my wounding was not connected to religion. It wasn't spiritual abuse like hers. But deep down, my experience is similar. Growing up on the edge of a tiny Hungarian village in the 70s and 80s, as the daughter of an alcoholic father and a mother with deep shame about her Romani roots, I was swallowed up by the heavy tension in my parents' marriage. by trying hard to fight for at least some moments of peace and play the placator. My own needs and desires weren't important at all. I did not feel seen and heard for who I was. Not surprisingly, very early, I chose the stage. To be visible, feelable, audible, lovable, valid. I became a singer-songwriter. At my young age, I was one of the first artists in my country to write a similar kind of brutally honest book, like the one you will read here. Mine was written in Hungary, in a society with equal amounts of shame and darkness, where, as Jamie calls it, the punch-in-the-gut style of writing awakened and liberated so many people in the Hungarian community. I felt I wasn't alone anymore. But this book wasn't just about me. It is a version of a story that so many of us have. Jamie's book, Jamie's Truth, and her experience will touch so many souls in the United States and beyond. So many of you will see more of yourselves in the mirror, the shiny crystal pieces reflecting back something about you. It might be just a piece of you. It might be a fragmented picture that you see at first sight. Or some pieces may not be relevant for you. But I think the more people, like Jamie, muster the bravery to share their story in that depth, the more pieces we can collect for ourselves. So finally, our picture in the mirror can become whole as we see pieces of ourselves in each of these books. Here, Jamie gives voice to an important part of ourself that stayed hidden for too long. This is another great way to create a family of choice, as she says. Singing herself into the community of people who are willing to do the massive amount of work on themselves that trauma healing requires. That is the community to which Jamie belongs. And the chain of healing remains open somehow. Because I feel if we do the deep work on ourselves, it can become an inspiration, an invitation for others to do the same. To do the same. To do the same.
Preface. When this memoir reaches the world, some people will use the following words to describe me: bitter, unforgiving, unrepentant, hateful, manipulative, resentful, sinful, troubled, entitled, immoral, dramatic, narcissistic, self-absorbed, egotistical, ungrateful, unholy, unhinged, spiritually immature, mentally ill, backslidden, and divisive. People will say that I'm lying and making up crazy stories. They will accuse me of hurting other people's feelings and thus inflicting trauma. They may even dredge up mistakes from my past to show the public that I cannot be trusted. In my years of studying abusive systems and healing from their impact, I've heard these and similar words used to chastise people who dissent. People like me are told, by our families and by other abusive systems in which we try to function, to not air the dirty laundry. No one likes to see their skid marks hung out on a line. In my experience, The people and systems who say these things are so protective.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?